Hey everyone. So, have you ever thought about maybe turning your book into like an audiobook?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the audiobook market is just booming right now. It seems like everybody's listening to something these days.
Yeah.
But we all know traditional audiobook production can be a real pain.
Oh, it's a beast.
Yeah, time consuming,
Yes.
expensive,
Yeah.
complicated.
Big time.
So, what if there was a way that was like faster and easier and cheaper?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, so we have some source material from authorvoices.ai,
Okay.
and they're all about this AI-powered audiobook narration.
Interesting.
And these guys have been in the audiobook industry for decades, so they know their stuff.
Oh, wow. So they've got a lot of experience.
Yeah, tons of experience.
That's cool.
So, like, help me understand this. Like, why is AI narration suddenly such a big deal?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is that it's just so much more affordable.
Okay.
Traditionally, you'd have to hire a professional narrator. Book studio time, editing, mastering, all that adds up.
Yeah.
And AI narration just cuts those costs significantly.
And our source material says users can create audiobooks for like a tenth of the cost.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's wild.
Well,
But is it really that simple?
it can be.
Right.
It's not just about like saving money either, it's about efficiency.
Right.
Like imagine being able to go from a manuscript to a finished audiobook in like no time.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, days or even hours instead of weeks or months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's talk about the elephant in the room,
Okay.
the quality. I think a lot of people still think AI voices sound really robotic,
Right.
like from decades ago, like super monotone, no emotion, that old school AI voice.
Right, you're right. That was a concern.
Yeah.
But the technology has just come so far.
Okay.
It's amazing. The AI voices we have now can do nuance, emotion, personality.
Wow.
They sound incredibly natural and engaging. And some of them honestly are so good, you wouldn't even know it's AI.
Really? I mean, that's where authorvoices.ai really stands out, right? Because they're focused on storytelling.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not just reading words on a page, it's like bringing them to life.
Exactly. And that's what makes them so different from those like generic AI voice generators you see.
Right.
They get that audiobooks are about connecting with listeners
Yeah.
on an emotional level,
For sure.
and they built the platform with that in mind.
So let's talk about the platform itself. Like, what should people know about using authorvoices.ai? What makes it unique?
So one thing that really stands out is how easy it is to use.
Okay.
You don't need any technical expertise to create a really good audiobook. It's really intuitive, easy to navigate, even for someone who's never done anything like this before.
That's so important because let's be honest, most authors would rather just be writing
Of course, yeah.
than messing with complicated software.
Exactly. Author Voices takes care of all that technical stuff, so you can just focus on the story.
That's awesome. And they're experts in the audiobook industry, right?
Right.
Like they know what authors need.
They've really thought of everything.
Yeah.
You've got total control over the narration. You choose the voice, pacing, tone, emphasis.
Okay.
It's like having your own personal narrator.
That's incredible. So you've created your audiobook. It sounds perfect.
Yep.
But then what?
Good question.
How do you actually make money from it?
That is the question.
Yeah. How do you get it out there?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Our source material actually has some really great tips for authors who want to, monetize their AI narrated audiobooks.
Okay.
They talk about distribution channels and pricing strategies and all the different marketing tactics.
So let's break it down.
Okay.
First, distribution channels.
Yeah.
Where can authors actually sell these audiobooks?
Well, there's obviously the big ones like Audible and Apple Books and Kobo.
All right, those are the big players.
Yeah, they're still the major players, but what's exciting is that there are bunch of new platforms that are popping up that are specifically designed for AI narrated content.
Oh, interesting.
And some of them are even offering like better royalty structures than the traditional models.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, so authors actually have more options than ever before
It sounds like
for
it.
getting their audiobooks out there.
So let's talk money.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's about making money,
Yeah,
right?
of course.
What are we talking about in terms of pricing strategies?
Well, the best part about AI narration is that it's so much cheaper to produce.
Right.
So authors can be a lot more flexible with their pricing. They
Okay.
can offer more competitive prices. They can experiment with different pricing tiers or even bundle their audiobooks with other things.
So they could actually end up making more money.
Exactly, yeah.
Interesting. So higher profit margins than traditional methods.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Okay, but there's so much competition out there. How do you make your audiobook stand out? How do you actually get people to buy it?
Right. Well, a lot of the traditional marketing stuff still applies.
Okay.
Social media engagement, email lists, you know, collaborating with other authors.
Right.
But the cool thing is that AI is actually opening up a lot of new possibilities.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, imagine this. You create these little audio snippets of your book,
Okay.
narrated in different AI voices,
Okay.
and then you share those on social media
Oh, that's smart.
or in your email newsletters.
Yeah.
You can really capture people's attention
That's a great idea.
and give them a little taste of what your audiobook is about.
It's like a movie trailer, but for your audiobook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's so much more you can do. You could even use AI to create different versions of your book covers or
Okay.
your marketing materials, like tailored to specific groups of people.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all about being creative and using AI to make your audiobook stand out.
So we've talked about distribution, we've talked about pricing, we've talked about marketing. Anything else authors should keep in mind when they're thinking about making money from these AI-narrated audiobooks?
I think it's really important to understand the terms and conditions of the different platforms you're using.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
You know, how are royalties calculated? What rights are you giving up? What kind of support can you expect from the platform?
That's good advice. Because it's easy to get caught up in like the excitement of it all
Right, yeah.
and forget about the business side of things.
Totally. It's always a good idea to talk to a lawyer
Okay.
or an intellectual property expert if you have any questions.
Yeah, always good to be safe.
Better safe than sorry.
So we've talked a lot about the practical side of AI narration, but let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. This technology is really shaking things up in the publishing world. What are some of the potential implications of this shift?
That's a big question. I think one of the most obvious things is that audiobooks are becoming more accessible.
Okay, how so?
Well, for authors, as we've said, AI narration makes it a lot easier to get started.
Right.
Like, authors who couldn't afford it before can now create audiobooks. And for listeners, it means audiobooks could become more affordable,
Okay.
so more people can listen to them.
So it's like democratizing audiobooks.
Exactly, yeah.
It's kind of like what happened with self-publishing, where suddenly anyone could be an author.
Right.
Now anyone can create an audiobook.
I like that comparison, yeah.
And that can only be a good thing,
I
right?
think so.
More stories, more voices, more people enjoying audiobooks.
Absolutely. But of course, there are always two sides to every coin.
Right.
So, what are some of the potential downsides of AI narration?
Yeah. What are some of the challenges?
I think some people are worried that audiobooks will lose their value.
Okay.
If anyone can make one cheaply and quickly, will the quality go down?
That's a valid concern. It's like the floodgates are open, and now we're going to get flooded with bad audiobooks.
It's possible.
How do we make sure quality is still a priority?
I think it comes down to education and awareness.
Okay.
Authors need to understand that quality is still important,
Right.
even with AI narration. They need to pick the right voice, edit the audio carefully,
Yeah.
and make sure the final product is something they're proud of.
So it's not just about letting the AI do all the work.
Right,
There's
exactly.
still an art to it,
It's a craft.
whether it's a human or AI doing the narration.
It is.
And I think that's something listeners need to understand too. Just because it's AI narrated doesn't mean it's going to be bad.
Totally. There are some amazing AI voices out there
Okay.
that can give really captivating performances. It's about being choosy and finding the audiobooks that are well produced and well narrated.
Whether it's a person or an AI, it's
Exactly.
like any art form.
Yeah.
There's good and bad,
It's true.
and it's up to the consumer to decide what they like.
You got it.
Okay, so let's look ahead.
Okay.
Where do you see AI narration going in the future?
Oh, that's a fun question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how much this technology has changed in just a few years.
Well, I know, right?
It's crazy to think about what's next.
Yeah.
I think AI voices are going to get even better,
Okay.
more expressive, more nuanced, able to do more emotions and vocal styles. We might even see AI voices that can sound exactly like certain actors.
Well, hold on. Like, imagine listening to an audiobook narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Or Meryl Streep.
That would be insane.
That might actually happen.
Really?
It's not that far-fetched.
Wow.
And it's not just about the voices either.
Okay.
I think AI is going to play a bigger role in other parts of audiobook production too.
Interesting.
Like editing and mastering the audio,
mm-hmm.
or even helping authors write in a way that works better for audio.
That would be really helpful.
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
They really are.
It's pretty exciting to think about how much this technology is going to change audiobooks.
It is, but with all this talk about AI,
yeah,
it's important to remember that it's still all about the stories.
Right.
Stories have the power to connect us and move us in a way that nothing else can.
That's true.
And whether those stories are brought to life by a human voice or an AI voice, that magic is still there.
You're right. It's the story that matters.
Absolutely.
And AI is just another way to share those stories.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But for those authors listening who might be like intrigued by this whole AI narration thing,
yeah,
but aren't sure where to start,
mm-hmm.
like what advice would you give them?
Well, I think the first thing is to just think about your book.
Okay.
And your audience.
Mm.
Is AI narration really the right fit for this particular story and this genre?
Right.
And then what kind of voice and tone would work best for the book?
Mm-hmm.
And once you kind of have a handle on that, you can start looking at the different AI narration platforms.
Okay, so it's not one size fits all.
Right, exactly.
You really have to think about what's best for your book.
Exactly.
So what are some things authors should look for when they're checking out different platforms?
Well, obviously, voice quality is huge.
Okay.
You want to make sure those AI voices can be expressive and engaging,
mm-hmm.
and really convey all the nuances of your story.
Right.
So listen to tons of samples.
Okay.
Compare different voices and see which ones you connect with the most.
And authorvoices.ai, they really focus on voices that are made for storytelling.
Yes. Exactly.
Which seems super important.
It is. It is.
I mean, it's not just about having an AI voice that can read words.
No.
It's about having a voice that can actually perform.
Hmm.
Like evoke emotion.
Yeah.
And bring the story to life.
Exactly.
Okay. So besides voice quality,
yeah,
what else matters?
I'd say ease of use is a big one. You don't want to spend hours fighting with the software.
Trying to figure out all this technical stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
The platform should be easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just focus on being creative.
That's right.
And what about customer support?
Oh, yeah. Customer support's super important.
Especially with new technology.
Especially with new technology, exactly.
It's good to know there's someone you can talk to.
Yeah.
If you have questions.
Or you run into problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Good customer support can make all the difference.
Okay, so before we wrap up,
okay,
let's talk money again.
All right.
We talked about pricing and distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But for an author who's like on the fence about AI narration.
Yeah.
Can you actually make money from this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
You know, the biggest advantage of AI narration is that it's just so much cheaper.
Right.
Which means authors can make a lot more money.
Okay.
And there are more and more platforms coming out that are all about AI narrated content.
Right.
So there's definitely money to be made.
Okay.
It's just about understanding the market.
Yeah.
Setting the right price.
Right.
And marketing your book well.
That makes sense. So AI narration is really giving authors more power.
I think so, yeah.
Over their careers and their finances.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, I think we've covered a lot today.
We did.
We've gone deep into AI narrated audiobooks.
We have.
All the technical stuff, the creative stuff, the financial stuff.
The whole shebang.
And hopefully our listeners now have a better understanding of this technology and how it might change storytelling in the future.
Fingers crossed.
So, any final thoughts for our listeners?
I would just say, don't be afraid to try it out.
Okay.
AI narration is a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to get better and easier to use.
Right.
So if you're an author and you've been thinking about creating an audiobook, now's the time to just jump in.
Awesome.
And see what you can do.
Love that. Embrace the new and see what happens.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yes. Thank you. This has been a fascinating look at AI narrated audiobooks.
It has been.
Until next time. Happy listening.